good to be in the house of the Lord this evening.
Yes.
Amen. Good to see y'all this way. Glory to God. Children, I hope prayer for comfort. No other reason but to lift the name of Jesus tonight.
Yes.
The only name under heaven worthy of all glory, honor,
and
praise.
Amen, Brother Ed.
Amen. It's good to see this young fellow back here. I remember him being away at North Washington.
Yeah.
Him and Chris, they about the same age.
Right.
I started my preaching in the year of 2000. That would have put Chris a little bit under a year old, and him about a year old.
Right.
You see them both in the house of God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
You know.
Praise God.
And threw that on a football field somewhere.
Yep.
And parents of the football players, I mean, they'd be bragging on their boy, you know, being the quarterback or the line runners, or if they caught a big touchdown football and ran into the goal line with it, that they'd be shouting for all they worth.
Amen.
That's my boy. Amen. We should brag on our children when they do something good for the Lord, especially if they do what we have taught them to do.
Amen.
I mean, sometimes people teach their kids to do things that they'll turn around and embarrass them.
Right.
If they're doing what they're taught to do, Brother Eric, I guess you ought to brag on them.
Amen.
And I appreciate this revival meeting this week. Appreciate your confidence in inviting me to come out and be a part of this. I've enjoyed myself all three nights, and looking forward to the next two nights, seeing what's going to happen. Amen. Good to be saved tonight.
Amen.
I got saved March the 18th, 1993. Glory to God. It's probably a little bit different than, it's the same salvation.
Amen.
It's probably a little different place than what the average person would get saved in. I got saved in a transmission shop. Flagstaff, Arizona. Who would have ever thought it? You know, we always preach, and you know, if the Lord's dealing with your heart and He's knocking on your heart's door, pull off on the side of the road and accept Him into your life, or kneel down beside your bedside tonight and accept Him. And but tell somebody. Tell somebody that you've accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Glory to God. That many people said He wouldn't last long. And here I stand before you, glory to God. 25 years and just a couple of months later. Amen. Still saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward there to the next 25 years at the Lord of Charity. And I always pray, Brother Eric, that the best of my ministry isn't behind me. That it is still in front of me, glory to God. That the best is still yet to come. Amen.
Amen.
And I certainly believe that it is, because, you know, we're certainly living in the day and age where God is pouring out His Spirit.
That's right.
Just like He said that He would do in the last days. And as it's been preached this week, and I'll probably say it a few times tonight, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Jesus, He is in the saving business this evening.
Yes.
Glory to God. And I want you to know, child, if you're here and you're not saved from the free pardon of sin, it's not just a coincidence that you showed up.
Amen.
It ain't that you just decided to come to church tonight. Amen. See what happened here. God knew before the foundation of the world who would gather here this evening.
Yes, it did.
Amen. And I want you to know that you are a special guest here in the house of the Lord.
That's right.
Praise God.
You know, we'll probably never get together in this same setting.
Come on.
Never again. I mean, one of us may not be here.
That's right.
There may be somebody else here besides this, but we'll never come back into the house of God, us assemble ourselves together just like this.
Praise God.
Never again. It's always different. Glory to God. And I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yes.
You have your Bibles tonight, children. Well, I'm going to ask you to open them up to St. John's Gospel, chapter number 6, and we'll get into the Word of God this evening.
Last morning.
John chapter number 6. You get there, just say amen.
Amen.
All right, we're on the same page. Glory to God. And the Bible says, starting with verse number 1, says, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased.
Yes.
And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now, there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in the number about 5,000.
Amen.
And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples unto them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.
Amen.
Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets
Amen.
With the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remain over and above unto them that had eaten. We'll read one more verse. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, that
Amen.
Prophet that should come into the world.
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this revival, and Lord, for what has happened in it so far, and the needs, Lord, that you have met. Lord, I just ask you, dear God, continue, Lord, abide with us, Lord, as long as this may go on, Lord. I just ask you, dear Father, to continue to send people in, Lord, that your house would be full. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that be one lost tonight, that this be the evening, that you would draw a heart upon their hearts, Lord, that they would accept you as their personal Lord and Savior. Lord, I just lift this church up to you and ask you, Lord, to bless it. Let it always be a light and beacon in this community. Lord, that people have somewhere to come, Lord, to worship you. Lord, I just pray for the pastor of it. Ask you, God, to give him souls for the labors that he puts forth, Lord. And once again, I thank you, Lord, for letting me be a part of this revival. Lord, with us and glorify yourself in these things I ask. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Appreciate standing reference reading of God's Word this evening. Children, I guess if I had a thought that I might share with you, it'd come out of verse number 2. And a great multitude followed him because they saw the miracles which he did
Amen.
On them and the disease. And the thought that I'd like to share with you here this evening would be, how far would you go?
Amen.
How far would you go? Now you hold that thought now for just a little while. And amen, if you look there on the upper side of the page and on the previous one, there's a whole lot of the red writing. Amen. Right. That means that Jesus, right, he has been talking about. Friends, the Bible says that he has been healing all the disease. Yeah. All the people that brought the people of someone else. And amen. I'd like for you to think tonight if they were somewhere here in this area, or that I could tell you that there's going to be a man, Brother Jerry, and he will heal whoever that you bring to him. If you've got a sickness of any kind, he will heal you of this. It don't matter what it is. If you're blind, if you're lame, if you're on a dialysis machine, if you're on a heart machine, just bring him to this place. Amen. Amen. And he would heal him. Let me tell you what, we've not called everybody. All of our brothers and our sisters, and amen, our friends and our neighbors, and amen, those that are sick and has cancer, and amen, we're trying to bring them. And my friends, I'm a servant tonight. Amen. That Jesus is right here in the house. Amen. That man that can heal everybody in this world, he is right here, Brother Eric. Amen. It's our own fault. Amen. If God brought everybody, amen, I don't know what your sicknesses may be. Amen. But I tell you what, I've had a couple in my lifetime. Amen. I've struggled with something. Amen. Here lately, that I didn't think that I would ever have to struggle with. And, amen. Somebody called it a disease. Amen. But I call it just a small sugar problem. Amen. Let me tell you something, friends. Amen. I've had to change my diet. Amen. I've had to change amen, some of the things that I was doing. Amen. I had to start taking a couple of sugar pills every day. Amen. But I seen something go. Amen. My sugar was up about 400. And it was just a few weeks. Amen. It was back down to about 140. Amen. I think it was 121 this morning. Amen. God has shown me. Amen. That if we would turn from our wicked ways, amen, we'll seek after His face. If we'll humble ourselves and pray. Amen. The Bible says, amen, He'll heal our lands. And He said, Brother Rocky, that He would forgive our sins. Amen. The Bible said that there was a great multitude of people that was following after Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, friends, they wouldn't like the people today. Amen. That's had enough in just an hour or two is ready to go home. They was going wherever Jesus went. You know, the Bible says that Jesus had been across that sea of Tiberias, the Sea of Galilee. I believe that he got into a ship and he began to sail across. Not friends, but those that was with Jesus. Listen, they went all the way around to where Jesus was. Let me tell you, friends, if you'll do a little bit of studying about that, you'll find that they walked about 11 miles to get where Jesus was. And the Bible says that Jesus had climbed up on a hill. Amen. After they walked 11 miles, gathering up their sick, amen, going through the different villages, and those that had diseases. Let me tell you, friends, they got where Jesus was, and then they had to climb up on the mountain there to get to him. As I wonder tonight, how far would we go? How far would we go to get to where Jesus is? Let me tell you something, friends. There was a man that was in my shop one time. And he was telling me that there wasn't any heaven. I said, well, where did you get your information from? He said, I was in the Air Force for about 30 years. He said, we've explored the outer space. And he said, if there just can't be. There just can't be no heaven there. He said, if there was, Eric, I would have found it. Amen. Let me tell you something. I really didn't know what to say for just a minute. Amen. I thought about those things that he said, Brother Jerry. Amen. About a minute or two later, boy, this thought came into my mind. And I thought, boy, this is really going to sound stupid. And I said, you know what, Mister? That's the problem right there.
Amen.
I said, that's the problem right there. And he looked at me real foolish. And I had his attention. Amen. I said, let me tell you something. They're looking in all the wrong places. Amen. You don't have to go to the outer parts of outer space. You don't have to go to the depths of the sea. Amen. You don't have to go searching for Jesus anywhere. As the Bible tells me, amen, that Jesus, He stands at the door and He knocks. Amen. He's Jesus right there. Knocking on that heart door. Amen. 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 That I put my trust in the Lord. Amen. It says that it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Amen. Amen. I'm always looking somewhere else besides where that they ought to be looking at. Amen. You know, my Bible tells me, sister, amen, that the earth is the Lord's
footstool.
Amen. Yes. Amen. This multitude of people got around over there. Amen. Where Jesus was.
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus looked up. And the Bible says He saw the company as there was a coming there to Him. Amen. He looked down at Philip and He said,
"Have your way."
I think we need the freedom. Yeah. Amen. We need the freedom. People at. Amen. And old Philip, he looks up at the Lord and he said, 250 more. $2 or $2,000. Amen. But it was 200 penny worth. Amen. He said, it won't be enough to feed this multitude of people. Amen. And then probably just get just a little. You know.
Amen.
I looked at that 200 penny worth, and they don't know if that was just something that he said, a figure amount, and they don't really know, and we don't really know if that was all they had.
Amen.
In the treasury.
Good point.
That's right.
I mean, it's something maybe to study up on.
Yeah.
Amen. Try to figure out, you know, this 200 penny worth, is this all that they had?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it is possible that they, you know, that they just had this amount of money to travel on.
Right.
And if it was all that they had, listen, friends, if all we have, if we give all we have to Jesus, He can give us more.
Amen.
He can give us a lot more. Amen. And what we can all put everything that we have together. Amen. And He would still, Brother Eric, He would give us more than what we can give Him.
Praise God. Praise God.
Let me tell you something.
Praise God. Bless Him, Lord.
Touching Jesus.
Oh,
boy. I've learned something, Brother Jerry.
Touching
Lord. In my Christian walk,
it's
putting something in to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And you want to put something in. You know, we live in a day and age. I'm going to run into this thing. I know I am. Y'all heard that I don't hit this thing, all right? We live in a day and age. I'll sit down. We live in a day and age where we've all got credit cards. You know that? We'll just buy it now and we'll pay for it later.
Come on.
But some of you in here has lived through a time where we had a checking account and we had a savings account. And we lived with our checking account. And we pay for our stuff, but that savings account that we set back was for a rainy day.
Amen.
That's when your car tore up. That's when your hot water heater went out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Or when you had to do some repairs in the house or something, but there came a time in your life. And there's been times in my life that I had to go down to the bank.
Amen.
And I had to get into that savings account.
Yes.
And I went in and I said, I'd like to make a withdrawal.
Yes.
Amen. It wasn't a deposit slip. It was a withdrawal slip that I handed them. And I wanted to take out some that I had put into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I told you all that so I can tell you this. Let me tell you something. My older sister, she come down with kidney failure. And she was on dialysis for 5 years. I mean, we about lost Wilma several times. And she should have been here this week. Amen. It's still May. And my other sister, Juanita, she has pancreatitis and was on a feeding tube for about the same amount of time, close to 5 years. And I went and spent several hours and days at the hospital there with them in Nashville and Cookville and different places. And let me tell you something. There's been times that, I mean, my little fingers be sore carrying that guitar around, and times I lost my voice from preaching, and times that I was in the house of God and I wanted to be down there in Nashville with them.
Yeah.
But friends,
come on, brother.
I said, Lord, I need a withdrawal.
Yes.
I need something back.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, friends.
Hallelujah.
What do you want out of this revival?
Amen.
Are you willing to put something into it in order to get something back? I said all that we had, that's all that they had.
Yeah.
Amen. That Jesus still gave more. After he fed the 5,000, well, I'd like to think it's probably 15,000 or 20,000 there.
Amen.
5,000 men plus the women and children, man, is always twice as many women and children as they is just men there. Amen. Let me tell you something. They fed all of them, and he got 12 baskets back.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Who can outgive God?
That's right.
Who can outgive God?
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
There was an old king. The Old Testament, we know him as Little David, amen. But he got old. And he said in Psalm chapter number 116, verse number 12, he said, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me?" I thought you were going to get on this last night. But I said that'd be all right. Amen.
Praise God.
What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me?
Yeah.
Amen.
What would you give? How far would you go? Amen. For something from God.
Amen.
I told them old folks out here that told, amen, when their boys was over in World War II, amen, they prayed like they never had prayed before. Amen. The little altars was soaking wet with tears.
That's right.
I think about that old storm that's coming in.
Yeah.
I've watched on the news, it done blew the roof off of one of them big old buildings down there. How much damage is that thing going to do? Could God change the course of that thing? Right over top of the Bible, right on top of us? But yes, He can. Amen. We can be out there boarding up our rooms and our doors. Amen. Trying to protect our rooms there from falling off. Let me tell you something. When things like that begin to happen, people will pray like they never have prayed before. Or let one of our loved ones get real sick. Amen. Amen. For when they's about to die. You know, I thought about this. You know, these little old kids, you see them on the TV and out in the parks and stuff. And, amen, their little old heads ain't got a hair on it, one, and they've got cancer. And I've thought about this, Melissa. I tried to go back then when I was a little boy. Amen. And I don't remember, amen, seeing that any kids that look like that through my childhood. And I'm not all that old, amen. I mean, what have we done that this is, you know, come up on us? It attacks our children and our grandchildren.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you something. Let something happen to little old Chris. I mean, he'd been with us since he was born. Amen. We carried him up there on the stage and his little car seat. And, amen, raised him up in the ways of the Lord. And, amen, they baptized him and Melissa the same day up there at Spring Creek. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, I pray like I ain't never prayed before.
Yeah.
I guarantee that I would. Yeah. Amen. I plead with people. Come pray with me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Prayer unleashes the power of God.
Yeah.
It always has and it always will. Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Oh, glory to God. What shall I render unto the Lord? All of my benefits. How far would you go for it? Amen. Let me tell you what he said. Amen. Right here in the very next verse. I didn't skip a couple pages or anything. Amen. Chapter 1:16. Now it's up to verse number 13. Says, I will take the cup of salvation.
Yeah.
I will take the cup of salvation.
Yeah.
That's right.
And listen what else.
Oh.
That verse ain't over with yet. It says, and call upon the name of the Lord. Listen, things that's happening in our lives today, the things that is going on in our churches, amen, the discouraging people that we see. Let me tell you something. I ain't going to stand up here and pretend just because I pastor one of the oldest churches in Cumberland County. That it's a thriving church and why we got all kinds of people coming and we got all kinds of money. But because we don't, Jerry. Hey, our members are just like yours. Amen. We had a revival a couple of years ago up there. Only two or three of my church members showed up.
Yeah.
And the rest was people from somewhere else. Amen. Come all the way from Highland Mountain. Amen. Be in revival there with us.
Yep.
And the people in the church is only two or three.
Yep.
Amen. My numbers look just like your numbers.
Amen.
It's everywhere.
Yes.
It's over in the next state. It's over in the next country. Amen. People it ain't nothing against you, Brother Ed. Well, the church ain't done anything to me. It's just me. It's just me.
Yeah.
You ever hear that?
Yeah. Come on.
It's just me. It's all about coming to church. Hey, I tell them, well, quit being you. Everybody's got their own opinions on things. And I'm not going to start preaching opinions or anything. But I'm going to tell you this. Everybody, has their own act of God that He has done. This is probably one of the greatest acts of God that it has ever been. I think this right here, this right here is one of the greatest acts of God that they has ever been displayed up on this earth.
Yes.
Amen. This multitude of people followed Jesus. Amen. And when they didn't have anything to eat, He fed them.
Yes.
He fed them. Oh. This is an act of love.
Yes, it is.
And it's an act of kindness.
Yes.
And it's an act of caring.
Yeah.
Yes.
That He had not only for them, but for us. And it should show. It should show us that no matter what happens to us, He will take care of us.
That's right.
They didn't have nowhere to go to get any food. And Jesus blessed what they had.
Yeah.
This little boy had five little barley loaves. This was his lunch.
Yeah.
We go to the grocery stores and we see these great big old loaves of 40, 50 slices in them. I ain't never counted them, but they're bound to have that much in it. It's big, amen. And even if we had five loaves this big, we couldn't feed the multitude.
That's right.
We sure couldn't. But this little old boy, he had them and two fish.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And when they took up, was 12 fasting.
Yes.
You know, perfection. I guess everybody could have their opinion as to where that all went. Have you ever wondered what happened to them?
I lay on my side sometimes thinking about these things.
What happened to all that? That 12 baskets took back up. Did the disciples take it? I mean, did Jesus take it? Or did they pass more out the next day? It doesn't say.
Right.
You know, what I would like to think that happened is that Jesus, give it back to the boy.
Amen.
Give it back to the boy.
Yes.
Let him take this. Let him take this back home to his family, to his brothers and sisters, and to his parents, and to his neighbors, and the people that live around him, and tell them what Jesus has done. Tell them what you've seen was done. My friends, people will talk about this storm that's coming in. They'll talk about it for weeks and months. My friends, there's ever been a time that we need to tell what Jesus has done for us in the day and age that we live in today. It's now. We will never have this opportunity again. You know that? It's been passed down to us from generation to generation, Jerry.
Amen.
I mean, we're in somebody else's works here tonight. I mean, somebody else built this church a long time ago. And I passed by the other night, trying to make sure I know where to come to this week. And amen, I tell you what, I passed by and I slowed down and I could feel the history in this place. I could feel the love that is in this church, glory to God. Them things of God just let it come out through the door. Amen. Got into the car with me. I said, I can't wait, glory to God, to get here and be at this revival meeting and get to meet these people. I believe I'm in the midst of some of God's finest people right here in this little house today. And I believe that God is wanting to richly bless you.
That's right.
Praise God.
Hey, man, I ask you tonight, have you took of the cup of salvation? Have you took of that? Have you called upon the name of the Lord? Oh, listen, friends. He's waiting. And he knows what you're going to do.
Amen.
He knows what's fixing to happen. He knew what he was fixing to do here.
That's right, he is.
Philip had no idea. Andrew had no idea. Peter had no idea. Nobody knew. But Jesus, he knew. There's times, children, that people go into the operating room. And in the middle of a surgery, the doctor, I don't know what to do. We're fixing to lose him. I have no idea what to do here. I'm sewing back up and hope for the best for him. Let me tell you something. Jesus, he already knows.
Yes, he does. Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus.
What shall I render unto the Lord? I will benefit toward me. I will take of the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people.
Amen. Amen.
I ask you, how far would you go? Think about a fella I was talking to in my shop. Said they'd search the outer spaces out there and couldn't find where heaven was. And here Jesus is knocking on our door.
Yes.
Somebody was knocking on that door. We could go here and open the door, wouldn't we? We say, come on in. If somebody was knocking on our door at the house, we'd go open that door. If somebody was calling on our telephone. I don't know, we all got caller ID now. but you know what? You remember when we had phones on our walls?
Yes.
Amen. I mean, had a phone, had a cord on it to reach halfway across the room up through there. Amen. You dial people. talk to him, and it'd ring, especially if it was 10, 11 o'clock at night. Right. Well, who's calling this hour?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. We'll call them back tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't really want to talk to them anyway. People tell us Jesus that all the time.
That's right, man.
I really don't want to talk to him anyway.
That's right.
He's probably going to want me to do something I really don't want to do. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
We're holding back. Amen. We just keep holding back. And what we find on earth, we bound in heaven.
Amen.
And what we loose on earth, we loose in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you something. We need to quit holding back.
Oh,
we need to start letting go.
Amen.
At this point in our life, we need to start letting go.
Amen.
We follow the inward man. The inward man knows what to do.
That's right.
And it's been said this week that he's renewed day by day.
Yes.
I had all kinds of markers in here.
Praise the Lord, thank you.
I ain't said anything I thought about saying. I guess I said what Jesus said. How far would you go? Jesus went all the way to Calvary.
Yes. Yes.
He went as far as he could with us.
Yes.
Amen. And only he can go with us all the way.
Amen.
I ask you tonight, with whatever it is that you have in your life, would you come as far as to an old-fashioned altar?
Would
you get down upon your knees? The woman with the issue of blood. You know, we put her right at the back of Jesus. You know that? Well, she just reached right down there and got holy.
That's right.
I don't think that's how that happened at all.
No.
I sure don't. I think she started way back there in the back.
Yes,
and she just inched her way through, Melissa. Every time there's an opening, somebody get talking to somebody else, she'd inch her way through, and then she'd move up a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it probably took her hours to where she was finally at the feet of Jesus.
Right.
And my friend, she was down upon her knees, and she was crawling through, and she reached up and got hold of the hem of his garment. And she was made whole that very instant.
Right.
Don't you know that Jesus already knew who it was?
Yes.
He turned around and said, Who touched me?
Yes.
Who touched me?
Yes.
I don't think she could hold it back anymore. She said, It was me.
God.
It was me. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, Well, your faith has made you whole.
Yes.
Listen, friends. Oh, Zacchaeus. Remember him?
Yes.
We're in Luke chapter number 19.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, Zacchaeus. He heard Jesus. He was coming through town. And my friends, the Bible says that he climbed up in a sycamore tree. He went that far.
Tried
to climb up. And I believe if he could have just seen him as he passed by. And I thought that's probably what he expected. He'll just pass by and I'll get to see this miracle man. You know, Zacchaeus, he worked for the IRS.
Yes.
He cheated people out of their money. And listen, Jesus walked right up and he stopped. He looked up there in that tree and wrote Zacchaeus. I could picture me being up there. I do some stupid things sometimes. He looked up and he said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. He probably done what I'd have done. I'd just leap right out of that tree. The Bible says he made haste and he came.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus went to his house. He got saved that day.
Right.
Glory to God.
Yes.
He
yes.
said, anyone that I've ever taken anything from, I'm going to restore them fourfold.
Yeah, that's right.
Fourfold.
Yeah.
I had something stolen from me one time, Jerry. Best fishing pole a person would buy. It was an ugly stick. I mean, those are nice poles. And
yeah.
Hey, man, my wife bought me a nice Shakespeare reel to go on that thing. And it had ball bearing action. And my friends, that was really nice. And I had a bunch of poles in my garage, and they took just that one.
Amen.
And if they'd have brought it back to me, it would have thrilled me to have that fishing pole back. But I never did receive it back again. Amen. Let me tell you something. If they'd have come and said, we're going to give you four of them.
Woo!
Oh, listen, you tell them there's been a change in their lives.
Yeah.
Amen. What about blind Barnabas? I'm going to close here just a moment. What about blind Barnabas on the Jericho Road?
Yes, I mean.
Was that the Luke chapter number 18? You can read about him. Just a beggar. Born from his birth, blind. And Jesus was coming past. And he asked and said, What meaneth this? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. Passing by.
Yeah.
He began to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Amen.
Oh, kept shouting it out, and the people that went before Jesus were trying to hush him up and quieten him down, but yet he went as far as to cry that much louder.
Amen.
He says, I'm not giving up. He's Amen. Passing by, and if there's anybody
Amen.
To make me see things. It'll be him.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. This wonderful Savior that we serve.
Right.
Yeah. He stopped in mid-stride. Yeah. I mean, right in the middle of a step, Melissa. And he said, what wilt thou I do for you? Yeah. He said, that I may receive my sight. Now listen, what kind of Savior that we serve. Now you can go home and read about this in the last few verses of Luke chapter 18. Jesus said, receive your sight.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Receive your sight.
Yes.
I've told you all that tonight just so I can tell you this. We have come this far.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. Right. And you all amen me. When I said that Jesus knew who would be here thousands of years
amen.
Ago.
Amen. Amen.
So if he knew who would be here, he knows what we need.
Amen.
He knows what you need, and you've come this far.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Now,
pray.
Would you do what it says over in what Peter 5 and 7, 1 Peter 5 and 7. Cast your cares upon him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Would you do that tonight? Chris, come play something on the piano. Let's all stand.
Everyone.
I had things Martha wearing Romans and all the creation in here. I believe God is.
Amen.
He said what he wanted to say. What is your name? Bring it to Jesus. Where could I go? To the Lord. You know, if you continue to read over there in John chapter number 6, many people decided that they would no longer follow Jesus anymore. And he turned to his disciples and he said, will you go also? And Peter said, to which would we go? For you have the words of life. Would you come
all the way? Dear Heavenly Father,
bless my heart. Lord, I need you. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it.